Belmont Wine. This is Andy.
Hey, Andy. This is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. Is this a good time for you?
Okay.
Yeah, we spoke a little bit earlier last week. I'm not sure if that rings a bell. We were discussing some of your financial options here moving forward. I think you got a little busy and had to go. Kind of wanted to catch you at a better time where you had a little bit more open room. Does it sound familiar?
Hello.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Sure. So, yeah, last thing we picked up on where we left off, you were talking about Wells Fargo switching your line of credit to more of a term loan. I was letting you know a little bit of our programs that were a much better fit here. Are you familiar with working capital? Does that term ring a bell?
Sure.
So, yeah, I was going to suggest to you to kind of see if you can explore that. I was kind of taking a look at the business. We have some financials here in front of us, some UCC filings. Based on what I see here, I think we can get you a pretty decent offer, kind of just let your liquidity kind of get moving a little bit. Last thing I was going to get into in our last phone call, we had some zero-risk ways where you can just explore the programs. We don't take an application fee. We don't hard run your credit or anything. It's a pretty simple process. Where are you guys sitting right now? Do you think a working capital might kind of ease things up for you a little bit?
Well, the cash flow is not really a problem.
Okay.
Everything just is put into inventory.
Okay.
I'm not sure if we really need any at this present time.
Okay.
I mean, we can always use more inventory, but we also want to be careful on, you know, our liabilities versus assets. So.
Of course. You don't want to rack up too much debt there. Quick question,
yeah.
Andy. What is your return on investment on that inventory? If you just took a guess.
Well, it kind of depends. It goes anywhere from 3 times a year to 5 times a year, somewhere in there.
3 times to 5 times a year. Okay.
Yeah.
And what about like a percentage? I mean, it's like a 20%, 30%. You guys are a winery.
Return on investment. Okay, I guess it's a little bit hard to say, but I guess it would be about 20%.
About 20%. Okay. So I've got a couple clients here. Some are in the winery business. I've got a guy who does sells motorcycles. They do use our cash here to stock up on inventory. Generally, what I try to do is the programs that we try to fit you into, of course, it's going to have to make sense for the business. So if you're turning over the inventory around 3 times to 5 times a year with around 20%, the only thing that would make sense for you guys is if I could get you something that's below that 20%. Enough where you'd be at least making a profit, and definitely make sure that the term would match that 3 to 5 times turnover. So I guess that's kind of how we try to make it fit. If there's nothing we can do, I would just tell you guys up front. But
sure.
If you think stocking up on inventory might be able to help you guys out, I'd be happy to explore it for you guys. If you kind of hear your phone there in the background. Yeah, to just give you a bigger picture here, all we would need to kind of run some numbers is just 6 months of bank statements and a one-page application. We can take that and turn it around in around 24 hours, so it's not like a huge process like you see with many of the major banks, like 3 to 6 months, anything like that. Once we have the offer on the table, we just kind of tweak it right and left until it just makes a perfect fit in terms of making sure you guys are making more money than you're paying, especially when it comes to interest or payment plans.
Sure.
If it does fit, a lot of people have been able to take advantage of it. I know my motorcycle person was doing really well. He was getting around 20% return on his inventory. We got him a deal where he was paying something like 9%, so he had seen an increase in revenue of something like 11%, and then they keep coming back. We're like a renewable source of funding. Once we establish a relationship, we open more programs. As the payments start coming in on time, the rates start dropping. So it's kind of like the earlier you start, the better it is in the long term. If you'd like to kind of poke around there a little bit, Andy, I mean,
you know, I think we'll just wait for a while.
Okay.
We want to get a few more good months in, so we can have some better financials.
Of course.
And then we'll probably review this with see what's out there.
Sure, that makes perfect sense. If you'd like, I can go ahead and circle back in a few months or so. How does December sound?
Sure.
Yeah.
December's a bad month. Why don't you contact us in January, first 2 weeks?
First 2 weeks of January. I'll definitely put that here in the notes. Sounds good, Andy.
Okay.
Good talking to you.
Thank you.
Have a good
Bye-bye.
One. Bye-bye.
What are you gonna-